It's Thursday, the 28th of May, 8 a.m. And much brighter this morning. Loads of clouds, but blue sky in between, so we'll get the sun now and again. Like, just about now, just about. Yeah, I know, there's another cloud that's joined that cloud. Yeah, anyway. Well, there is sun out at the moment, but it's not hitting me. It's cold though. Very windy. Again. And that cold air. It's blowing right out my shorts. Normally I don't feel the cold on my hairy legs, but I think even my legs are expecting a bit more heat in the air, so I've become chill sensitive. But at least it's a bright morning, it's dry. And I'm feeling better this morning. After yesterday morning, yeah, if I'd felt worse this morning, that would have been a bad day. Although I have to say there's still elements floating about in my head. I was thinking particularly this morning in the shower about one woman the other day that had helped so much, and an older woman had helped so much, and then came to a disagreement over something silly. Well, it wasn't silly in my behalf, you know, it wasn't my behalf, behest. What do you mean? And it just caused a... And it's still going through my head this morning, why she would have done that, why she would have said that. And you're thinking, goodness grief, I've helped her no end, you know. Three visits to the house, did this for her, phoned people, went online. You just can't fathom. So I tried to put it behind me, but it's still niggling away in my head, and it's not the fact, I've got over what happened, but I can't get over why it happened. And there is a difference there, you know. But that's only one of the two incidents that day that blew my mind out. And just, yeah. Human nature, who can fathom it? So, I had a good sleep last night. Woke up early this morning again. That's every morning now, waking up early, back at 5. Really should just get up, you know. Anyway, those heels are painful, and I'm putting those special plasters on that did the trick before, but now I'm doing both heels, and it's the right heel, not the left heel this time, that's giving me the biggest jip, the most pain. It's quite tender. I can't fathom it. Walk about all day, you're fine, sort of fine. Go to bed, get up in the morning, painful heels. Anyway, it's not a major disturbance, it's, as I said, because during the day, once I get walking about, it's fine. But who can fathom painful heels? My next door neighbours will be home today, I believe, from 2 weeks in Tunisia. I bet they're in for a weather shock when they get back. Boy, they better have some big jumpers on. But the central heating will be turned on full blast when they get back. I'm actually having to light the stove. I lit the stove yesterday at 1 o'clock. Yeah, around about 1. Shouldn't actually be lighting it at all, but if so, maybe a small fire about 6 o'clock in the evening, just to keep a wee bit of heat in the house. But boy, is it cold. just watching Mr. Blackbird up in the fence. He's back into the wind, so his feathers are being ruffled. And now down he comes for either a drink or a wee bath. Nope. Both of them over there this morning eating the porridge, so I'm still concerned. Unless she's not got it right yet, and she's leaving the nest to come and get food, and leaving the nest unprotected. I don't know, but there's certainly no signs of chick noises or blackbird chick noises. There is of other things, especially the starlings, the stuckies, who make a stramash. Isn't stramash a great word? A stoury. Kicking up a stoury. I'm feeling okay this morning, I have to say. Isn't that lovely? That was him. Just sitting and standing in the grass. He just started stopping to do a wee. He actually looked like one of those wee birds that you get in, you know, the Victorians built those wee ornate cages, and a little clockwork bird would pop up and sing and flap its wee wings. That's what he did. Without the wing flapping, really. But it was just, I don't know, why did he do it? Understanding the ways of the blackbird. And now he's having a wee song up in the fence. Do you love the blackbird call? He was sitting out in the fence at 10 o'clock last night. Probably even later than that. Now he's up in the aerial. Gorgeous songs to make. And when you get a summer's night, when you get a summer's night, and the blackbirds are all calling to each other, the males are, this is my garden, and here I am looking great, and I've got a great voice. And he waits for a response from a nearby blackbird, and so it goes on. It's beautiful.